Investors. In this video, we will introduce the fourth of the basic arithmetic operations, namely division. We are already familiar with the modular ring Zn, which consists of the integers from 0 to n minus 1, and we have seen addition, multiplication, and subtraction. It turns out that division is not as easy as the other three. Let's start with the element 1. We know that 1 is an element of Zn, well, unless n equals 1, in which case Zn is only the element 0, which is not interesting. So n has to be greater than 1. But what is so special about this element 1? We remember that 0 was the neutral element with respect to addition. Adding 0 doesn't change the original value. 1 is similarly neutral with respect to multiplication. So for any x in Zn, multiply by 1, you get x. And every ring has identity, the element 1. We call 1 the identity. We sometimes call 0 the additive identity and 1 the multiplicative identity. But if we just say identity, we mean the multiplicative identity. Now, let's have a look at division. What happens in the real numbers? Let's take two elements, x and y. If you take x divided by y, what does that mean? We sometimes write that x times y inverse. And here you recognize the word inverse. We read it as y inverse. We can read y to the minus first, but y inverse is easier to read. And it is possible to define division like this. So say that x divided by y by definition is x multiplied by y inverse. And y inverse is sometimes written 1 divided by y. Here you have the identity. So we will remember this meaning of an inverse element when we continue. In the real numbers, every element has an inverse. Every such fraction is defined. Let's have a look at integers. So now, z, x and y are elements of z. Can we do x divided by y? Well, say x is 8, y is 4, then you have 8 divided by 4 equals 2, or you can write 2 times 4 equals 8. So in that case, you are fine. If we let x be 7 instead, it is not so good. 7 is equal to 1 times 4, that's the 4, and that's the 7, plus 3. And there is no way you can divide that remaining 3 into 4 bins. Staying inside the set of integers. So integer division on z is not well defined, or rather, z is not closed under division. So here you have a maybe not. If you look at the inverse, 1 divided by y, never. There are no inverses in the ring of integers. So even though z is also a ring, it does not have multiplicative inverses. How about z26? z26 is neither z nor r. So what is the case here? Like subtraction, division is still defined in terms of an inverse. X divided by y is defined as x multiplied by y inverse, where y inverse has the property that y times y inverse is equal to 1. And this is actually the definition of the multiplicative inverse. Does every element in X have an inverse, X inverse? Clearly, some elements do. If you look at 3 and 9, for instance, still in Z26, 3 times 9 or 9 times 3 is equal to 27. So, doing the multiplication in the ring Z26, we get 3 times 9 or 9 times 3 is equal to 1. That means that the inverse of 3 is 9 and the inverse of 9 is 3. So 9 and 3 are elements which do have an inverse, so you can divide elements in Z26 by 3 or by 9. No problem. To illustrate the other case, we will return to the affine cipher. The affine cipher encrypts a letter X by first multiplying by the first half of the key and then adding the second half. So now let's take an arbitrary key, 2 and 2, and see what happens when we use them for encryption. And we're going to encrypt two letters, A and N. So when we take A, that's a zeroth letter, multiplying by 2, we get still 0, adding 2 we get 2, and 2 is a C. So A encrypts to C. Now N is the 13th letter. Multiplying 2 and 13 we get 26, adding 2 we get 28, but we have to reduce modulo 26, so we get 0 plus 2, and that's also a C. So encryption isn't unique. A and N both encrypt to C. So what happens here? What really happens is in the multiplication here. 2 times 0 is 0. That's fine. When you multiply by 0, you should always get a 0. That's true in the real numbers as well. Multiplying 2 by 13, you also get a 0. And that's problematic. In the real numbers, if you get 0 and you multiply, then one of the factors has to be 0. That's not the case in Z26. So what we just encountered is known as zeros divisors. 2 and 13 divide 0 because 2 times 13 is equal to 0. In many of the rings that are familiar to you, x times 0 can only hold if x equals 0 or y equals 0. In Z26, it can also hold for non-zero x and non-zero y. Such values of x and y are known as zero divisors. And that's a very important concept. And it means that when you construct an affine cipher, you cannot choose the key freely within the ring. You have to avoid the zero divisors for the multiplicative part. We'll round off with a definition. Division in a ring R is defined if Y inverse is defined as Y divided by Y is the same as X multiplied by Y inverse. If Y inverse is undefined, then X divided by Y is also undefined. Finally, the exercise. We have seen that 2 and 13 are zero devices in Z26. Which other zero devices can you find? And you are free to write a Java program to loop through all possibilities and see what you can find, if you think that's the easiest way to do it. Good luck!